And we are thrilled to be joined by Adam Rittenberg from ESPN, Big Ten writer for ESPN. And Adam, man, this is I wasn't expecting a great season for the Badgers, but their performance against Maryland was not a performance I was expecting. The only positive I can say about that performance is that I came into this year wanting clarity on the direction of the Badger football program. And unfortunately, against Maryland, we might have gotten the clarity of where this football program is at. So Adam is – we're not hearing Adam, so I don't know if he's muted on his end of it or if that was on our end of it. But we will see there. If we hear Adam now, I guess I should have maybe said hello to Adam first. That would have made it easier. That would have had him talk without his mic coming through there. But Adam, do you hear us now? I mean, I know you're hearing us. Can you say hello real quick? Or? All right, so he hears us. I'm not sure what exactly is going on there. So Adam Rittenberg hopefully will be on very quickly. Riley – Yauch will do his best to figure out what is going on with that, Pablo. But with this Badger football team, one of the things that I think fans are most disappointed in, Adam can kind of hear part of this conversation at least, is that the product on the field doesn't look cohesive. It doesn't look like a program that is clicking at all cylinders, that is getting messaging from the top to the bottom, that is practicing great, that is having a fantastic, disciplined practices. You know, I hate to bring it up, but you and I are both Bears fans. We talk about this with like Ben Johnson. Like,
sure.
We're not practicing at championship levels. Well, the Badgers aren't practicing at like bowl levels right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's biting off a little more than you could chew right now with how it started.
I believe Riley gave me a thumbs up. So, Adam, you want to say hello again real quick?
You guys got me?
We got you now.
We got
sorry him. About that, Adam. So you might have heard part of our conversation, and you kind of got to my question, but I'll just kind of reset it to you of where do you see the state of the Badger football program
like
right now?
On me.
Okay. Oh, I think we're back
now. You guys
now.
Got me now?
We're back now.
Yeah,
you
so,
froze,
okay.
and then right. Okay, now we're back now. Take three.
Yeah, take three, Adam. The state of the Badger football program, we'll just make it simple like that. Where do you see it from someone who's watched this program for a long time?
Yeah, it's an unfamiliar position because they haven't been this down, at least for a sustained period in a generation. And, you know, again, as I was saying earlier, I think some of the issues are pertinent to this year. And we, again, really haven't had a chance to see Jeff Grimes' offense with Billy Edwards at quarterback and any sort of, meaningful time there. But you don't get here overnight either. You know, some of the problems are, you know, multi-years and really goes back to the beginning of the coaching transition as to why Wisconsin is in the space that it's in. So, you know, you look at the schedule and it certainly looks hopeless, but there is a lot of season left and maybe a team just needs one win to get going and a little bit of belief. But certainly what we saw last week against Maryland isn't encouraging that they're on the brink of a turnaround.
Yeah, Adam, and going into that too, we've talked about this where Fickell also came in right at the time where the transfer portal and NIL was really at its heaviest. And honestly, we're still trying to understand with the guardrails and all that too. I mean, do you feel like that's had an impact too? Again, coming into this super hot when this is new and still trying to figure out how to navigate through all this. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, it wasn't right when it started, but it was early in that period. And again, they've been aggressive in the portal. I mean, they did more transfer-wise than Paul Christ and Jim Leonard. I guess Jim didn't really have a chance, but it feels like there's been a lot of players that have moved in and out of that program over the last few years. So it's not something that they seem to shy away from. You could certainly question their effectiveness and maybe their philosophy towards it. But it's not necessarily like a Clemson situation where they have chosen not to engage in the portal. They just maybe haven't made the best choices in this era. And, you know, it's really tough because, as you guys know, you know, Wisconsin was the poster program for very good in the sport. They would win 8, 9, 10 games a year. They were always in the top 25, often in the top 15, but very rarely in the top 5. And the reason you get Luke Fickell is to accelerate your program, to move it forward, not to do the same thing, which, you know, again, in some people's minds would have been staying with Paul Christ or hiring Jim Leonard. They wanted to move forward, and now it's gone backward. And you have to ask yourself why, and you have to figure out a way to get back on the upswing because, you know, this is a tougher league than it was when Wisconsin was winning 9 or 10 games a year. it's, to your point, maybe a tougher environment because of personnel and the money that you have to put in to be great. But there's also great opportunity. I mean, you got a 12-team playoff. It may be increasing in the near future to an even bigger number. And think about how many Wisconsin teams in the past, just doing it the way they'd always done it, would have been part of that playoff. So, you know, getting back to that point is going to be the challenge from here on out. And I think it can be done. We'll have to see if it can be done with the current leaders that are in position there.
I'm going to share a clip from Barry Alvarez in a minute on the Barry Alvarez show, but a little context because I get where he's coming from a little bit, where the Badgers have scored 83 points this year. They once scored 83 points against Indiana. Melvin Gordon, again, against Nebraska in three quarters, has rushed for more yards in three quarters than the Badger running backs have combined this year, and also you throw in the touchdowns, which sets up the chance of Fire Fickell and everything else at Camp Randall last Saturday. Here is Barry Alvarez, and I'm sure you've probably seen this online, but here's the actual clip of Barry Alvarez from Monday's show.
Coach, what do you make of how fans have reacted here?
I think
so
it's
far?
Embarrassing. I think it's terrible, despicable. They're spoiled rotten. Here's a team that you got young players trying to come on, and they're competing. They're going to have a chance to get better, and you flip on them. Early in the season, and you flip on them, and you're chanting for the coach. What do you think that makes? How do you think that makes the players feel?
Exactly. That's a great point, Coach.
That's disrespectful. It's not loyal. You're not a fan. If I'm a person sitting next to me, boom, I tell them, get your ass out of here. We don't need you in here. You don't want to watch this? Go someplace else. Go boo in a bar. You know, I just, that really upsets me.
And that was Barry Alvarez. Derek Engler, former Badger center on the 94 Rose Bowl team, was with him as well. He did, with Jim Polzini, Wisconsin State Journal, walk it back a little bit after his wife told him that Barry Alvarez's wife told him that this all went viral. So same sentiments, but he did walk back with how maybe sharp his words were. But Adam, what was your thoughts seeing the reaction from Barry Alvarez, who obviously cares very deeply about this program?
Right. I think that's where it comes from, right? That deep care for the program, being a coach and always going to stand up for a coach. You know, the frustration that has mounted that he undoubtedly feels, but also, hey, we're still ultimately here to support these players and to support these coaches while they're in place. But, you know, again, this happens, you know, when teams struggle to the extent, I think Notre Dame got booed at halftime or at some point recently, their defense, you know, there's going to be more outrage when you don't play well. And it's unfortunately just kind of part of the situation. It's a tough scene. It's not a good look by any means. And I understand, you know, again, this is hard. You know, Barry Alvarez is the reason why Wisconsin is relevant. They were an irrelevant program. They were a terrible program before he got here. And he's built this up to the point where it is right now. And he understands, probably didn't love the decision, but the decision to break away from the family and fire Paul Christ and go out and boldly hire Luke Fickell. This is one of his guys, and Chris McIntosh, who has done it. And here we sit in the start of the 2025 season, and the program's as low as it's been probably since Barry's first few seasons. So that's got to be hard. And I think that's what the frustration is born out of that he expressed in that interview.
Adam, we talked about this a little bit of just, you know, the bigger picture too, not just for Wisconsin, but for programs just really across the country. You see Andrew Luck doing his thing at Stanford, Ron Rivera too over at Cal, and just in general, the idea of having not just your head coach, because your head coach is doing a lot of different things outside of coaching, being the recruiter, being the person going to the boosters, but also, again, the importance of having that strong general manager, if this is the right step for Wisconsin, which, I mean, it feels like it should be, but just in general, though, too, like, how important is it to have that strong general manager in this position now with where we're at in college football?
Yeah, it's a really important role, and, you know, it's been building that way for a few years. A number of teams had general managers even 5-6 years ago, but I think the importance and the profile of that role has increased, you know, in even in the sense of having that person determine who the coaching staff is and hire and fire coaches is going to be more of the norm going forward. So it's certainly an important position. I know they obviously have Marcus Sedbury in that role at Wisconsin, and you know, everyone's getting evaluated, right? That's the understanding when you're a general manager in the Power Four, when you're a head coach or an athletic director. in the Power Four. But it is, to your point, an increasingly important position, often occupied by notable people, not necessarily behind the scenes, not necessarily, you know, those who have just been in athletics administration, but, you know, like you said, a Luck, a Rivera, Michael Lombardi. I mean, these are all people that are known in the football world, and you don't have to look up who they are.
Last thing we have for you, Adam, is really about the program. I don't know what will happen with Luke Fickell, but obviously getting Luke Fickell is a sign that when he was hired, the Badgers was the head coaching job at Wisconsin was a very sought-after coaching position. If it becomes open again, do you think it will still be a highly thought-of, sought-after head coaching position?
Absolutely. I think people look at the history, they look at the fan support and what that stadium is when it's fully activated. Everyone always asks me, like, what's your favorite stadium? And that's always up there at the very top, if not in the top five, in terms of places that I've covered games over the years. I think there's a lot of respect for the history that Barry has created there. And I think a lot of coaches are going to look at that as a place, man, I just need to get this thing back to its identity. I need to reconnect with the state of Wisconsin and the alumni in ways that maybe this staff has not connected as well as they could have. And I think it's going to be super appealing. You never know, but this is going to be a much more robust coaching cycle. We can already see that with the number of jobs that are open and the ones that could come open even before Wisconsin has to make a decision. So you're going to be in a competitive market for candidates. But I really think Wisconsin will be an attractive job whenever it does come open again, because of all the reasons and just the fact that it was such a consistent, successful place to be for decades and decades. There are not a lot of programs that can match up to what Wisconsin has done and can offer in the future.
Adam, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for riding out the technical difficulties to start. We appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Big Ten writer for ESPN, Adam Rittenberg, joining the jump around here. He's Pablo Iglesias. I am Jim Rutledge. Thanks for watching. We'll be back at it next week.